This is VOA News. I'm Tommy Mayne. Chinese state television says the death toll from the coronavirus surpassed 300. That announcement comes after Australia, Japan, and Singapore announced strict travel controls Saturday on foreigners who have been in China. However, Lisa Schlein reports the World Health Organization is advising against the closing of borders.
WHO spokesman Christian Lindmeier says closing borders will not keep out the virus.
But the only way to control, to check fever, for example, to identify travel history, to try to monitor who's coming across your border and to see whether they have any signs of infection is through official border crossing points.
China is taking draconian measures to stop the spread of the coronavirus. Wuhan City, the epicenter of the disease, and 15 other cities have been quarantined, placing an estimated 50 million people under lockdown. Despite these efforts, the virus continues to spread at a rapid pace. Lisa Schlein for VOA News, Geneva.
And now, another virus reported in a China province. Reuters' Conway Gittins reports.
As if health officials in China don't have enough on their hands with the spreading coronavirus, now officials announced an outbreak of bird flu. China's Ministry of Agriculture and Rural Affairs announced Saturday an outbreak of a highly pathogenic strain of H5N1 bird flu at a farm in the southern province of Hunan. The virus was discovered on the farm with nearly 8,000 chickens. More than half of them have already died because of the outbreak. China is not alone in trying to tamp down the spread of this virus. Earlier this week, authorities in India started culling chickens and destroying eggs to contain the bird flu virus. And a different strain, the H5N8 virus, has spread throughout Eastern Europe in recent weeks.
That's